Carol Marks here with A Touch of Gray. Once again, we're at Families USA grassroots meeting to find out how health care is going for consumers in the country. And we're talking now to Carrie Sanders, who's Director of Policy Analysis and the Having Our Say Coalition. So welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
So what is Having Our Say all about? Because we all want to have our say right now.
Right. So, I work for the California Pan-Ethnic Health Network, and we're a statewide multicultural health advocacy organization committed to eliminating health disparities for communities of color in California. And the Having Our Say Coalition was actually founded in 1997 when California was doing its version of healthcare reform. And the impetus was to ensure that communities of color had a voice or had their say as part of the health reform debates. And we've stayed together since. Seeing the national reform conversation, and now we're on to implementation.
So, what kinds of things has your organization done before you got involved with the Affordable Care Act?
Well, CPEN, we really focus on all aspects of health, from healthcare access to ensuring people can access affordable coverage, to cultural and linguistic access. So we've done a lot of work over the years on ensuring that communities, particularly limited English proficient, can speak to a doctor in their language. They can read their prescription drug labels in their language. In fact, we've worked really closely with seniors in our state in California on a prescription drug bill and regulations to make it easier for patients to read the prescription drug labels on their drug prescriptions. And so we also work on prevention, looking at some of the social and environmental factors that can influence health, like where you live, your access to fresh fruits and vegetables, safe places to play and exercise. So that's another area we focus on as well.
And then people from other cultures often come here, and they're very healthy and thin and do all kinds of good things, and then they get onto our diet.
Right.
And they're getting heavier, too.
Yes, I see you've read some of the research on that, and I appreciate you raising that. Contrary to, what many people think, communities of color, immigrant communities who come here are oftentimes, very healthy, young. They come here to work, to contribute to the economy. But it's when they integrate into our culture here it's cheaper to pay for soda than it is to pay for water. It's very easy for people to become overweight and to have a more sedentary lifestyle. So yes, we are really dedicated to increasing opportunities for communities of color, low-income communities, really, to get out, to walk, to play, to exercise, and eat healthy.
Because it's not as easy to do that in a more urban setting with streets and sidewalks if you're used to, a more rural setting.
Yeah, well, we have both issues in California. In our rural communities, there isn't, even though, you would think California is the agricultural capital of the world, and yet we have a lot of agricultural workers who are harvesting our food, but can barely afford to put food on the table for their families. It's very difficult to find, grocery stores in rural areas. So there are food deserts where, the closest thing is a fast food restaurant, as opposed to a place where you can buy fresh fruits and vegetables for your family. In the urban areas, it's an issue of liquor stores and the lack of incentives. It's expensive to keep produce fresh, to have it available for communities.
And it makes such a difference. And I'm always going to remember your phrase, food desert. Because that says it so beautifully. That's something that people can really put into their minds and remember. Now, don't also sometimes ethnic minorities have a problem with you know, going outside of the family to get health care because some of them are used to, you know, taking care of their own needs.
Well, that's going to be one of our biggest challenges, I think, with health care reform is, you know, the communities of color, limited English proficient, really are not aware of what's coming down the pike. And, you know, some of them, and this is true for English speakers as well, but there isn't really a culture of insurance coverage. If someone has a health issue, they go to the community clinic where the doctor speaks their language, and they don't necessarily understand that they need to, you know, they'll need to get health insurance now. So, you know, we have a huge job to do in California. One of the things we've been advocating for is for the California's Exchange Covered California to provide grants to community-based organizations who can outreach to communities of color in rural, you know, ethnic communities to make sure that they're aware of the coverage opportunities. And in California, the exchange, Cover California, is about to award $20 million this year to community-based organizations to do some of that work.
I'm sure you're going to be the recipient of one of them.
Well, we're considering it. what we really want is to see the groups that we work with through the Having Our Say Coalition and our partner organizations who are on the ground providing services. We want them to be able to connect with those resources because whether they get the resources or not, they're still going to be asked questions. People are going to be looking to them to help them navigate through the system. And so, you know, better that they should have the resources, the training, and the materials to be able to really and to adapt those to the communities that need it the most.
Well, I guess you're going to have to, you know, get some volunteers in different communities trained so that they can help, you know, with the application and answer all these questions, which will be ongoing, I'm sure.
Yes, and the Covered California is actually working on an assisters program right now and training and certification materials. So, you know, we've been really working with them, pushing them to, and they've agreed, to translate materials, outreach materials, into 13 languages in California. So it's very exciting.
That is.
These communities that, you know, really need, it may not be aware and will need that extra attention to get them to enroll and to understand their coverage options, will be able to do so.
Well, you know what I think. Everything starts in California and then goes out to the east eventually. So I think your program really needs to be copied and you know, because it is kind of a role model doing so much and having so many different parts to it that are needed.
Oh, well, thank you. We're always excited to be in that a sharing relationship. And part of the fun part for us about being at this conference is both sharing what we're doing on the ground, but also hearing from other states what they're doing as well. So we do look to other states also.
You know, and working together. Have you had one particular encounter with an individual or organization that really has been heartwarming for you?
You know, what's nice for me is just seeing seeing how many advocates there are from California that, you know, we have all worked together. It's really been a work in process where, you know, it's taken many, many people to push for equitable implementation of the Affordable Care Act. And it's been exciting to hear, you know, the types of efforts and struggles that other groups are engaged in other states around ensuring that communities of color really take advantage of.
And so it's great when you're all working together. And I want to thank Carrie Sanders, Director of Policy Analysis, and the Having Our Say Coalition. I love the title. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.